state of St. Kitts and does not constitute business with residents of the country, in particular St. Kitts. As noted also by the mover, Mr. Speaker, it should not escape anyone's attention that some of the proposed amendments referred to in the bill have a cutoff or maturation date of the 20th of June 2021, by which time, as he so carefully noted already, the exempt companies should have already applied at least 30 days prior to the Registrar of Companies to have a change in their business status to either ordinary or international, as the case may be. And he so rightly indicated to the mover that the failure to make such application will result in a non-compliant company being permanently struck from the corporate register. And in similar strident fashion, companies which contravene Section 224A of the Parent Act, which addresses matters such as the tax-exempt status of such companies, also run the risk of losing any tax concessions they had previously enjoyed. Following on from this loss of tax privilege is also the recommendation that Sections 225 and 226 be removed, which refer inter alia to A, exemption from stamp duties, and B, exempt companies being given the option to elect to pay income tax at a rate of 1% of its net profits in the event that such companies would have made at least two-thirds of its own aggregated funds from outside of the Federation. In essence, Mr. Speaker, companies that were formerly tagged as exempt can no longer get a free ride in this jurisdiction insofar as the tax-exempt status is concerned. So that is frankly what is going to happen here as a result of that amendment. I should also note, Mr. Speaker, as has been done by the mover of the bill, that when it comes to Section 235, which sees the removal of the phrase with 10 years being removed from subsection 1, it is indicating to us that the previous statute of limitation that would have been enjoyed where a company that had been previously dissolved would have up until 10 years, by which time any other further actions could be made relative to the company, will no longer have that protection of a statute of limitation. What it means also, to be most precise, is it allows the court system to have a look back and extend its arm into what might have been considered a dissolved company with the interest and the interest of treating with any irregularities or, if necessary, to address anything that is considered litigious. So I just wanted to make that point abundantly clear, that that is a major shift in terms of the amendment that is being asked for by the deletion of the phrase within 10 years. All in all, Mr. Speaker, I find that the proposed amendments that are being sought by the House are not controversial. They are self-explanatory in terms of what is being expected of the Companies Act. And they reflect, to a large extent, the ever-changing landscape in which St. Kitts and Nevis and all other countries, even small island developing states like ours, are expected to perform in a global marketplace, where we get no special privileges, we get no exemptions, no special treatments, and that we must comply with the international obligations to which we are party. Otherwise, we suffer the consequences that affect our performance, our internal and international image, and also our competitiveness as a jurisdiction. The issue of strict compliance with international standards, therefore, Mr. Speaker, is non-negotiable. If a jurisdiction wishes to be viewed, one, as a favorable market in which to do business, and two, as a responsible member of the international community. We do not want, Mr. Speaker, to have to return to our past designation as either a gray-listed country or a black-listed country. And we recognize, yes, that there are revenue implications that these proposed amendments will have for certain businesses and even for the government, but yet we are obligated to move forward. Ours is certainly not a situation where government can afford or even try to refuse to implement the changes that are required or to appear to be dawdling in terms of meeting the compliance deadline of June 20, 2021 for adjustments in company registration, classification, structure, etc. With these few words, Mr. Speaker, I lend my fullest support to the amendments being proposed to the bill, shortly entitled the Companies Amendment Bill 2021, and wish it safe passage. May it please you.
Thank you, Senator Phipps. For the record, though, I believe you should indicate that you...
I did that at the
end. You did? I'm sorry. Take that back. Yes. Thank you, Senator Phipps. Next presenter, I recognize the